When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
No, listeners, don't touch that dial. You're not listening to a superhero movie. You are listening to one of my favorite scores of all time. This is Larry Maslon, your host of Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. And we're broadcasting today live from the Daily Planet in Metropolis to celebrate the musical It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, Succès d'Estime from 1966, which is thankfully, in my opinion, having its first ever concert revival in New York City. And of course, where are they having it? At City Center, a part of the Encore series this week from March 20th to March 24th. So I hope you will all dive into your nearest phone booth and rip off your shirt and change into your Superman outfit and fly over to 55th Street to see this great, great show. Okay, so I may be a little over-enthusiastic, but I am a huge musical theater fan, as you obviously know, but a huge comic book fan. So when I was a kid and this show opened, I was a little too young to be taken in to see it, but I grew to like it a lot. It's got a tremendous score, in my opinion, by Charles Strauss and Lee Adams, a very witty book by Robert Benton and David Newman, and supposedly quite an interesting production by Hal Prince, one of his very first shows, and it's got a lot of energy and pizzazz and sort of pop optimism of the 1960s, as befits both its subject and its time. Superman debuted in Action Comics number 1 in the spring of 1938. He was the very first superhero created ever, or at least superheroes as we understand them, by two 20-somethings, two young Jewish kids from Cleveland named Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. And the whole notion of Superman just overwhelmed the American popular consciousness of the 30s, late 30s, the Depression era, into the 40s, of course, all the way up to today. Where does Superman first appear in a song, however? Well, this is a bit of a mystery. In the Ziegfeld Follies of 1937, there was a song written by Vernon Duke called I Can't Get Started, which in its verse mentions Superman. And I can't quite figure out whether that meant it in sort of the larger sense of the word, a sort of ubermensch, or somehow was sort of prescient about our Man of Steel. Anyway, here's Sinatra to sing that song. Listen carefully to the verse.
Very much. Wonderful song by Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin, made famous by the great Bunny Berrigan. I'm a glum one, it's explainable. I met someone unattainable. Life's a bore, the world is my oyster, no more. In all those papers where I led the news, with my capers. Now we'll spread the news. Superman turns out to be a flash in the pan. I've flown around the world in a plane. Settled a couple of revolutions in Spain. And with kings I've a la carte. Still I can't get started with you. On the golf course, I'm under par. Warner Brothers would love to make me a star. I got a house, my honor, what a house, it's a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. You are supreme, lyrics I write of you. Dream, dream. Day and night of you. Then I scheme just for the sight of you. But what good does it do in Cincinnati and even in Rangoon? I hum a few notes and all those chicks swoon. Still I'm so broken-hearted because I can't get started with you.
That was Superman. Mentioned as opposed to a flash in the pan. Of course, the Flash was also a superhero, but he wasn't until 1940. A musical conundrum. If you know the answer, write me. Today we're celebrating that great man of steel, the man of tomorrow, Superman. I suppose I Can't Get Started would be a good song for Clark Kent to sing about Lois Lane. Superman became a phenomenon almost immediately after his debut in 1938, and by 1940, he was the first superhero to have his own radio show. So since this is a radio show, I would be remiss if I did not play the beginning of that show, which was on the Mutual Airways all the way up to 1952. So, radio listeners, let's go to The Adventures of Superman.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Now, Superman, strange visitor from another world, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who walks the earth as a man among men in the character of Miles Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Kent was still investigating the cause of mysterious airplane crashes at Lonely Bridger Field in the Southwest. With young Jimmy Olsen, copy boy on the Daily Planet, he had gone to the grounds of the Laubeck Circus at Del Rio in the hope of finding the connection between the accidents and the strange figure of Professor Hagen, apparently a simple animal trainer, in reality an inventor of terrible and deadly machines. In Professor Hagen's underground hideout, they had been surprised by Fodor, strong man of the tent show. But Fodor was no match for Superman. As our story continues today, Jimmy has emerged from his hiding place in a closet and is gazing with awe at the unconscious figure of the strong man crumpled on the floor in a corner. Suddenly, an exclamation from Superman, now back in his character of Clark Kent, brings him to the table which holds Professor Hagen's radio. Listen.
Jimmy, if I'm not mistaken, this piece of paper here on the table is just what we're looking for.
What do you mean? What's on the paper, Mr. Kent?
It's that weather report we heard on the radio when we came in.
What on?
Look here. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
that wonderful piece of swing music was Benny Goodman playing a song called Superman, which was written by Eddie Sauter. Eddie Sauter is probably the finest, or one of the finest, orchestrators in Broadway history, certainly one of my favorites. And guess what musical he orchestrated in 1966? That's right. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. So why don't we just segue right into his dynamite orchestration of the overture by Charles Strauss.
Bullets can't hurt me.
Oh, Superman. You saved my life again.
Ah, Lois, it was nothing.
Would you like to dance? Now, where did he go?
Every man has a job to do, and my job is doing good. Every night when the job is through, I fold my tights, proud to know I've done all I could. It's a satisfying feeling when you hang up your cape to know that you've averted murder, larceny, and rape. Every man has his job to do. Well, back into the old Clark Kent disguise. I'll never stop doing good. Other men have their work to do, but as for me, I must live not one life but two. This disguise is really wonderful, for who would guess that underneath this white shirt is a great big red S. Every man has his job to do, and my job is doing good. I'll never stop doing good. Oh, it's hard to keep on wearing the old Clark Kent smile, but I know I have to do it, 'cause my work is so worthwhile. La-dee-dum,
It's a funny life, still and all a life well spent. So here you go, bravery gone, meek and mild, glasses on, Superman. Now you're Clark Kent.
That, of course, was the Man of Steel, Superman, transforming himself into Clark Kent during his opening number of It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, score by Charles Strauss, wonderful lyrics by Lee Adams, embodied by the brawny shoulders there of Bob Holliday. It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman is returning to Broadway, the sort of real-life metropolis, from March 20th to March 24th at City Center's Encores. Please don't miss it. It's a great, great show. NYCCityCenter.org. Well, if you've got Superman, can Lois Lane be far behind? Of course, Lois Lane is the star reporter of the Daily Planet who is infatuated with Superman while at the same time she spurns the advances of Clark Kent, not really realizing, of course, they are one and the same. Here's a wonderful ballad where she sings about the dilemmas of being in love with the most powerful man in the world. Listen carefully to the lyrics. They're pretty extraordinary. Here's Patricia Morand as Lois Lane.
Oh, how I wish I weren't in love with Superman. A wasted life is all I've got with Superman. To hope that it could ever be is just a schoolgirl's fantasy. Oh, is there no one else for me but Superman? Does he ever hold me? Has he ever told me he could care? Tell me, please, when will he learn it's not some silly fly-by-night affair? I know that I should find myself another man. Someone to give my love to, as I know I can. A homie type who'll stay around. A guy with both feet on the ground. But till he comes, my heart is bound to sue.
Get that lyric? A guy with both feet on the ground. Terrific. Robert Benton and David Newman were young writers for Esquire magazine, and they wrote a very witty book for this show in 1966. And basically, they just used the what we call the trope, the situation of Superman, and they wrote their own original plot. And they realized that in Metropolis, if Superman was, you know, the number one person you wanted at every dinner party, someone would have to be jealous of that. And that person was gossip columnist Max Mencken, who's sort of based on Walter Winchell and fantastically embodied by Jack Cassidy. And here he is at the Daily Planet putting the moves on Lois Lane. I like the song a lot because, as you know, we broadcast from the East End and it's got a reference to Quag. So, Ann Kaufman and anybody else who lives out there, listen up.
You know you're really quite a dish. You're what a guy might call delish. You've got an awful lot of class. You're packed as solid as a knish. But every time I make a pass, I get the well-known freezeroo. What's the bit, kid? I admit, kid, I can't figure you. You're the woman for the man who has everything. Let me show you how to live. Girls who get are girls who give.
You're the woman for the man who has everything. I'm a man who has everything, everything but you.
Lois, you're fighting it, but you can't deny it. The old chemistry's getting to you.
Hubba hubba.
At every opening night, I'm there. Head waiters know me everywhere. Of course, it's freebies all the way. A check for me, they wouldn't dare. A chick is seen with me today. Tomorrow, Zanuck starts to call. So relax, kid. This is Max, kid. Don't give me a stall. You're the woman for the man who has everything. You're the type that I adore. So I fight it anymore. You're the woman for the man who has everything. I'm a man who has everything. Share it all with me. You ever know I used to be a hoofer before I started writing the column?
You kill vaudeville, Max. Can't you leave journalism alone?
Yeah.
Break a leg, kid.
Sorry, never do requests. I've got a color TV set that isn't on the market yet. I've got a hideaway in Quark. It has a view you won't forget. You have a drink and watch the fog. I have a chef who cooks the end. Let's drive out sweets. I've no doubt sweets. You and I will blend. You're the woman for the man who has everything. Why not give old Max a try? He's a pretty decent guy. You're the woman for the man who has everything. And for the man who has everything, only the best will do. So why can't I have you? Yeah.
The Silver Throat of Jack Cassidy as jealous gossip columnist Max Mencken. Superman only ran 129 performances. A lot of people think that Batman on television sort of killed it, but this was in a more innocent time, whether it was sort of hard to market a show that would appeal both to adults and kids simultaneously. Now it would probably be a huge hit. Anyway, it didn't yield too many crossover pop hits, except for one song. It was recorded by Peggy Lee and Matt Munro, but I would do a terrible injustice to Linda Lavin if I didn't record her performance, which is just knockout. She plays Max Mencken's secretary, who is, of course, in this weird kind of quadrilateral menage a trois relationship, actually has a crush on Clark Kent. So here is a song that she sings to Clark Kent, dangerously unbuttoning his shirt during the course of it. So you can see that good old lumpy Clark Kent has got possibilities.
Simply terrible necktie, the worst bearing, just unbearable. What to tackle first? Still, you've got possibilities, though you're horribly square. I see possibilities underneath, there's something there. Collar, pure Peoria, fat hat. I'm not Queen Victoria. This suit has to go. Still, you've got possibilities left. gonna bite you yet. You'll be shy when I get through. Come on and roll, you tiger, you. Somewhere way down deep in you there's life. No doubt it's just been asleep in you. Let me bring it out. You've got possibilities, maybe even a lot. Red hot possibilities. Why be shy and ill at ease? I see possibilities you don't even know you've got.
Well, luckily, Linda Lavin does not yet discover that Clark Kent is in fact Superman. So we're getting towards the end of the first act of It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. Let's take a little segue from the original cast album to an opening theme that enthralled youngsters in the late 1950s all the way up to the 70s. I remember watching it as a kid on Long Island. Here we go. Here's the television version of Adventures of Superman.
Speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
Come on!
quickly. What year are we in? We can only be in 1966. That last track was the end of Act One of It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, with a really hip score by Strauss and Adams, wonderfully orchestrated by Eddie Sauter. In the course of the musical, Superman is rewarded with an honorary degree by Metropolis University, only to discover that his adversaries have blown up a building at the same time, and Superman is disgraced in Metropolis for not being there. So an interesting second act, which we'll get to. But let's take a little intermission, as it were. We're celebrating It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, being done at New York City Center's Encore Series from March 20th to March 24th. So let's hear the music that some of you may know from the 1978 film. Here is the opening track written by John Williams.
Thank you.
Larry Maslon, your correspondent from the Daily Planet broadcasting studio here in Metropolis. And today we're celebrating that indomitable pop culture figure, Superman. You just heard two tracks from the groundbreaking 1978 movie, music by John Williams. And that last track was really sung terrifically by Shirley Bassey. Didn't she do a great job at the Oscars? I thought she was phenomenal. Okay, we're going to segue back to the musical from 1966. It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, being run in concert version from March 20th to March 24th at New York City Center, nyccitycenter.org, if you want tickets. And I hope you'll streak over there in your red cape and get some. So in the second act of the musical, jealous gossip columnist Max Mencken, played by Jack Cassidy, exults over his triumph, having humiliated Superman in front of everyone in Metropolis. So we'll hear him, and then we'll hear his wonderful song where he teams up with a mad scientist into the climax of the musical.
So long, big guy, it's tough to say goodbye. So long, big guy, here's mud in your X-ray eye. Farewell, old pal, you know we'll all miss you. You had your day, so what is there left to say? Sure you were doing swell. Too bad you fell, big fella. You might as well turn in those tights, big guy. Take your last bow and look who's the big guy now. Well, it serves him right. All those superpowers and he gave them away. Boy, I could make $1 million for that kind of talent. And that X-ray vision. You know what I could do with X-ray vision? Oh, chin up, big guy, and don't let it get you. So you're a bum, it's something to overcome. Bye-bye, big boy, you sure entertained us. I'll think of you whenever I'm feeling blue. You landed with a thud. That's how it goes, old buddy. Go on and cry, I understand, big guy. You're through and how, and me, I'm a big guy. So long, ta-ta, and adios, chin-chin, shalom, and toodaloo, arrivederci, daddy-o. No! My heart's pounding with the power now before me.
Keep rough, I'm beginning to see, Prof.
My soul quivers with the glory now in view.
Help, Prof. It's beginning to gel.
We'll cut this town up like a great big cake, Prof. Shake, Prof. Well, it's me and you. You've got what I need, baby. You've got it and how. You've got what I need, baby. Together we can scale the heights, and I mean right now. You've got what it takes, sweetie, all the way from A to Z. You've got what I need, baby, cause from now on, baby, you've got me.
You're a thoroughly immoral person, Max. I like you.
Why, thanks, Professor. It's mutual. We're gonna make some team, Prof.
Call me Abner.
Abner, I love that name. You're loaded with class, baby.
The creme de la creme. Let's step on the gas, baby.
Oh, Abner, you're a million laughs.
Max, you're a gem.
You've got it in spades. Lovey, you're a pound of ballyhoo. I've got what I need, baby, cause from now on, baby, I've got you. Yeah, you've got it upstairs, baby, the best in the house. Your top's in my book. Cookie! Hit it, Abner! You're Mickey Mouse!
Woo!
Here comes the new team. Mister, we'll be great, just wait and see. You got what I need, baby, cause from now on, baby, don't be maybe. Now on, baby,
Superman lately?
Yeah, this morning.
Did he ask for me by any chance?
No. Why should he?
Oh, I don't know. I should be thinking just of Jim, not Superman.
He's got a lot on his mind, you know. That's all I hear from every side. It's Superman.
Hiya, Clark, baby.
She doesn't know who's kissing her. It's Superman.
Why are we always out of trouble?
It's Superman.
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 It's the man you can't ignore. It's Superman. It's Superman. His finger whirling from my brain. A creature science can't explain. It's not a bird, it's not a plane.
wants is Clark Kent.
I find a girl and she's hung up on Superman.
Who will we soon have in our net?
It's Superman.
Will she ever love me?
Will he ever love me?
Could she really like me?
This caper is incredible.
Superman has vanished. Superman is chicken.
Why is this guy so endless? Superman, where is he? Superman, he deserves
a Superman.
Coming to the final panel, as it were, of It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, the 1966 musical by Strauss and Adams. I love the score. I think it's a great show. I think it just so encapsulates the kind of pop attitude and great humor and preoccupations of the 1960s. It's got stuff in it about the Cold War and Chinese communists and the atom bomb, all through this great figure of Superman, who's always been such a perfect prism of where we are as a culture. He came to rescue us in the depths of the Depression in 1938 and always seems to be there when we need him, as the song goes. It's a song in the first act we didn't play called We Need Him. For those of you who collect shows, it's a little bit of an annoyance because even though we want to maybe kind of file this show under S for Superman, it's actually I under It's a Bird, It's a Plane, because National Periodicals, who own Superman and still do as their parent company, DC Comics, didn't want the title to be Superman of the musical. So like most musicals, they came up with something else. In this case, that famous moniker, It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, when he comes to the rescue. Kind of fun, though. Another part of, I think, its enduring charms. Well, in the musical, Superman is humiliated because he failed to save Metropolis from a bomb attack, and he actually goes into what we would call a depression. He stays home in his apartment, and he's defeated psychologically by a mad scientist named Abner Sedgwick and Max Mencken, who team up with a band of Chinese communists to abduct Lois Lane. But of course, Superman, being that indomitable spirit of America, of everything that's truth, justice in the American way, I guess now it's truth, justice in the American musical, comes to the rescue. So if you want to see more of his fabulous musical adventures, hie thee hence to New York City Center from March 20th to March 24th. We will see a rare revival of this terrific show. Okay, so Lois Lane is tied up to an atomic generator. She's afraid she's going to be blown up, but oh, wait, what's that? Who's that coming through? Who's up there? Look, up in the sky. Who could that be?
Don't panic, Lois. Here I come. Come on, pow, let's go, bam. I need a little exercise. Take that pow and that sock. Let's see what you can do. You boys, pow, a good bam. I like a crook who really tries. Come on, pow, let's go, wham. You'll learn a trick or two. Gee, it's funny that only a moment ago, pow, bam, song, I doubted myself, and all that was right. But now I see the light. Oh no, whack, you don't, wham. I'll show you babies who I am. Ow, whack, zuck, crunch, bam.
Thank you.
Not bad. Karate can be lots of fun. Good shot.
Thank you.
Grunt, that's one that I forgot. Let's not quit now. I'll let you know when I am done. Come on. What's wrong? You kids don't look so hot.
Gosh, I'm hungry. I'd sure like a T-bone steak.
Pow, bam, son! I haven't felt this good since Krypton knows when. Don't you do that again. Good night, sweet dreams. So sorry to mess up your plan, but now you know. Splat, pow, and fool around. Wham, sound, with
well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.